Wentz Canaan, a Freemasonic podcast featuring research papers and discussions related to Freemasonry. I'm your host, Robert Johnson, a York Rite Mason and Knight Templar. Right off the bat, I'd like to apologize. I've been getting over a nasty little cold that my kids so kindly gave to me, so if I sound congested, it's because I am. Shortly after last week's episode, we set up the Wentz KMU store, which features about 9 items, which seem to me to be the better things to offer out of the multitude of items that we could have had. There are a few shirts, an iPod, and iPad cases, and a few other things. If there is something that you want but don't see there, shoot me an email at wcypodcast@gmail.com so that I can add that to the inventory for you. There's a ton of stuff, and all I have to do is add it if you need it. Again, anything you want and that you do buy, a small amount goes into the show and the remainder pays off the site for the imprint cost and whatever you choose. Halloween is right around the corner. In fact, it's today if you're listening to this on the intended release date. So I hope you have an excellent one if you do in fact celebrate it. Here's the part where I read a paper, but this week, because of this cold, I can't seem to get through a paper without coughing or sniffling. So we'll go into this month's famous Freemason, who is Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. That's right, the guy's responsible for that new Sherlock Holmes movie and its sequel. Well, kind of. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, born May 22, 1859, and died July 7, 1930. Arthur Charles Ignatius Conan Doyle was born May 22, 1859, in Edinburgh. Best known for his writing of 56 short stories and 3 novels with Sherlock Holmes as the principal character, Dr. Doyle practiced medicine until 1891. He was knighted on August 9, 1902, for his work with Langmans Field Hospital in South Africa. A prolific writer and an early proponent of tunnel connecting England to France, he was also responsible for introducing downhill skiing into Switzerland, metal helmets for combat soldiers, and the inflatable life preserver for sailors. He makes a number of Masonic references in his writings, none of them key to his story development. He was initiated January 26, 1887, passed February 23, 1887, raised March 23, 1887. He demitted in 1889, but rejoined in 1902, and demitted again in 1911. Phoenix Lodge 257, South Sea, Hampshire. I can only wonder why he would demit, not once but twice. Perhaps he just didn't have the time for it any longer. I'd like to leave you all with an old Masonic toast, anonymously written. To him that all things understood, to him that found the stone and wood, to him that hapless lost his blood in doing of his duty, to that blessed age and that blessed morn, wherein those 3 great men were born, our noble science to adorn, with wisdom, strength, and beauty. That's it for this week. Spread the word and tell people about the show. We're on Facebook and Twitter, as you can follow us on Twitter also, at Wentz KMU. Also, if you have the app, you'll be able to follow us right there on the app. You can also add us to your circle on Google Plus at the email address wcypodcast@gmail.com. And for all things about the show, including merchandise, apps, links to the RSS, all past episodes and more, visit the website at www.wcypodcast.blogspot.com. Again, sorry about the short episode. I'm just going to try to power through this cold, and we'll be back next week. So have a happy Halloween, and for Wentz KMU, I'm Robert Johnson.